This is the Outliers Edge podcast, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by taking them to the edge of their comfort zone so that they can lead us to the edge of what's next. I'm your host, Niyama Ashong. Let's do this. Hey there, Niyama Ashong here, founder of Outliers Edge, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity. Today, I have the pleasure of talking to one such leader. Her name is Teresa. Teresa, is it Teresa Bowie or Teresa Bowie?
Bowie.
All right, today we're talking to Teresa Bowie. Normally I would have checked before we got started, but at the same time, I recognize that like this is someone that I feel so natural with that I sometimes miss like the small elements where like power and other parts can come into the conversation. So I like seeing that right now at the very beginning and making sure that like we calibrate for that right off the bat. So Teresa, we're gonna have a conversation here. One of the things that I love about this space here, I'm looking at the camera right now because I'm like connecting with others, but now I'm like, everyone else is like now invited to come and like listen and experience the conversation you and I are having. I gotta let you know something about like who you are to me and why I was so excited you were a yes to this invitation. Are you good with that?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, cool. So Teresa, like let me check in because I have to like really check in, like I have to see you here. It's interesting because as I want to say this, I'm like the thing that's coming to me is like I'm not saying any of this to like raise you up other than to like let you know that I already see how high up you actually are. Right. So Teresa, to me, you are someone who like so what I'm seeing right now as I'm talking to you is like this thing about like a diamond, right? And at first I was like, the reason I paused, I was like, is a diamond in the rough? I'm like, no, it's not that. It's just purely a diamond. I see you as someone who's multifaceted that can be put in different places. And it's like coveted, is desired. It's like, hey, you might've thought that this was just something like kind of jagged or something smooth, but when you go and you look at it, you shine it off and you like realize just how much this person shines. One of the things that I appreciate about you is that like you're someone with like you have a lot of power that emanates with you. And one of the things about your power is that like I'll call it like a smoldering power. It's almost as though it's like a volcano, and it's like whether or not I'm erupting, the lava is still there. You know, like I don't even show you ass, I don't even show you any smoke, but like I contain within me like the power to both melt down worlds as well as that same power to build worlds. And I feel that with you. I feel that in the stories that you share. I feel it in the way that you carry yourself. You're incredibly humble, but at the same time, it's just, there's an element of like assuredness that comes through every single like everything that you have there, even when you're like doubting yourself, you know. And that's it's an interesting blend to have, but it's one of the reasons why I look at you and like, and I think of you so strongly as an outlier. I think of you as a world shaper, and I get excited about what happens when you are out in the world more and when the world gets to experience more of you. So just know that like from the bottom of my heart, I am so fully appreciative and excited to be in this conversation with you.
Wow. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I can feel my heart glowing, and thank you for those loving words. Really, I really appreciate that. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm happy you're here. Thanks for receiving that. Look, I tend to see people in the way that I just described you, like what it is that you do, who it is that you've been. While they are important, they aren't the things that like I actually index to, because we can grow, and I'm looking at the core of you and the essence of you and saying, how do we bring that out into the world? Mm-hmm. However, there is a lot to you. I want to give some space here to kind of talk about like to whatever extent you choose to share in this moment, like how do you see yourself, or how do others see you out in the world? Who are you in the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great question. Because who I am, and I think how many people just off the cuff tend to see me are very different. And I feel that I have a really prismatic perspective because I've just gone through different experiences. And I think that if I were to just meet anyone in one particular workspace, they wouldn't know that I've seen different things outside of their world and outside of the world that they know me in. So what does all that mean? I know what it feels like to, you know, be a college dropout and to go in and into the military. So I served 6 years active duty in the Air Force, and I realized very quickly that dropping out of college was probably not the smartest thing to do. And so I got my ass into gear and I made things happen and completed my degree. And so I brought that experience of the military with me into a steel mill after I graduated. So, you know, my very first job out of college, not many people can say that they worked in, you know, an 1890 vintage steel mill. But that's one of the experiences that I think I'll treasure most in, you know, my entire career. Even moving forward, I can confidently say that that was very, I guess, just a life-changing experience. And then I took that and moved into the corporate world. And so now I'm bringing the military, the steel mill kind of, you know, like rugged type experience into, you know, a really polished one. But then you realize that, you know, everything looks shiny on the glass windows of the building, but once you're inside, it's kind of a war zone too in there. So I'm like, okay, actually this feels really familiar. We're just wearing different uniforms. And so I bring that in, but people see me as, oh, you're fresh out of college. And I'm like, yep, I'm fresh out of college, but you don't know that I'm also coming with 6 years of experience in the military. And I think I ended up with 4 or 5 years at the steel mill. Because I did work there before I graduated as well. And so it's kind of like I realized that people kind of are caught off guard, like, oh, especially with, you know, being of like a Pacific Islander descent, I automatically look young. So they don't realize, first of all, that I am my age, and don't realize that I have like these other life experiences. And then even in the military world, so I moved from the enlisted side. I got my commission really late in my career, which is another unconventional thing to do. And, you know, I'm going through officer training school alongside college graduates that are like more than 10 years younger than I am. And so I got through that really well. And so now I'm out in the world on the military side as an officer, but I start down at the bottom, right, of the commission side, the officer side. So I'm walking around, you know, with looking as if I'm brand new to the Air Force. And, you know, some people perceive me as that. And when they realize that, oh, actually, you have over 17 years of experience in the military, they're like, kind of, again, it's that taken aback kind of thing, like, okay, I can't pull one over on her. Or, you know, maybe this is somebody that I can actually sit, have a conversation with, and, you know, and learn from. Although I feel, you know, it's like a mutual thing. People coming in, these kids coming in, there's a lot to learn from them as well. So I don't want to discount that either. But yeah, those are some of the ways that I guess live in the world or bring myself into the world.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to come in here, Teresa, because I really enjoyed listening to this here. And you know me as like, we're going to have a conversation, really just let me put it this way. My intention here is to see you more fully than I've ever seen you before, you know, and to allow the world to be able to see as like the integrity that is you, the wholeness that is you. Right. I don't know how we're going to do it. We're exploring in different ways, but like, as you talk, my there's certain parts of me that are just like alive with curiosity, and and also things also like fall into place. One of the things that I got from this year is, firstly, I love that you started to stick out. You said, I'm very prismatic. I was like, is that where the diamond came from? There's just like a really great synergy with that. And I've never heard that term before, ever. You're the first person to ever use that word. Me, and I'm glad that is something that you yourself like identify with, like what we do on this in these conversations, that we own our outlier, right? Sometimes I reflect things back, sometimes I'll check in on it, and it's most powerful when you yourself come out and own it from the very beginning. You're like, here goes the deal. Like, if you're looking for like a one-dimensional one-side thing, like, don't come here. But like, right. I am prismatic. Like, you look at me from any angle here, the light comes in one way and reflects out another. Like don't get it twisted. I love that. I love that. I also hear like the power that you have in your story. Like, what I don't hear from you is any apologies for like all the different ways that you've gone through your experience. You're like, this is it. You know, this is what I bring. This is and people are typically caught off guard or taken aback, or just like they assume something, and then they realize that their assumptions are quite wrong very quickly, and that there's so much more than what they had formulated as their own story beforehand. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Yemi, because like I am curious about you and some of the superpowers that people have. I think it's pretty awesome that like people are able to like. You've been able to create it so that people consistently like are caught off guard by you or taken aback. How do you make that happen? Like, what's your key to unleashing that superpower out in the world where it's just like people like assume one thing? And I'm really curious about that, because, and I have to say this too, because my assumptions of you are like almost like in a completely different world. The way that I experience you is very like, the way I hold you is very different. So I'm really curious about like, how do you use that superpower? How do you make it such that you walk into the room and people tend to underestimate you?
That is, first of all, I've never heard of that being referred to as a superpower. So great shift in perspective there. I love that. I would say that, first of all, it's my habit of going about things in the most unconventional ways. So for instance, instead of going to college right out of high school and sticking with it, you know, I went the long way around and questioned it and, you know, arrived at the, okay, yes, that maybe is a good path for me. And also I think coming in, not making, any assumptions myself, I like to, come in almost like an empty cup, with a mind of, okay, what can I bring to this room, but also like, how can this space fill me up?
Like ask about that really quickly, because it's actually in two different places here, right? You actually seem to be really well balanced on this. It's not just like, what can I bring to this room, but it's also how can this room fill me up? That last bit there, I talked to a lot of givers. I talked to a lot of people who are like, I have a lot to give, you know, and they don't always do themselves justice, or they don't give themselves the space to continue playing the game, because they don't look to how that fills them up here. I'd love to hear from you, like, what, when you have that kind of like sensory experience on, like how do you navigate that? How do you look for that? And how do you step away from rooms that aren't filling you up?
That's a good question. So I think, well, to be completely honest, staying in, I guess, that state of mind is a little easy for me, because I feel like I sometimes don't have, you know, like the most to give in a room. And sometimes I feel like I'm stepping into rooms where like I'm in way over my head.
Congratulations on that. Well done.
Yeah. But like As I reflect, I'm like, I actually like fight to get into those rooms, because I feel like maybe there is a deep part of me that says like, you belong there and you do have something to give. But my mind spins and is like, oh, well, you know, I don't have as many years, or I don't have, you know, the types of experiences that others do. And I oftentimes, to be honest with you, like forget my own story. And then it's not until somebody goes to call me out that I remember, whoa, wait a minute. No, this is who I am. So it's like, yeah, kind of the interactions that I have with people awaken like different parts of me. But I go in as, you know, just someone that kind of considers myself to be just, the low man on the totem pole. And, you know, I'm just here to observe at first and get the feel and see where it goes from there.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So like that's fun for me, because like I asked you, how do you create this, right? Like how do you have the superpower of doing it? So one of the ways that you do it, like what some of the things I hear from you is like you come in with a certain mentality of like, well, I don't necessarily know if I have anything to give here. I'm a low man on here. Let me just see. I'm gonna absorb and you know. And then someone comes in and then they say something and you're like, hold on, let me just get you straight real quick here. You know, that story that they just shared, that was about me, right? So like, so you have a way of like course corrected and written from getting you, like one of your superpowers, or one of the things that unleashes your superpowers is you forgetting just how awesome and how powerful you actually are. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a different way of putting it, but
I'm just hearing what you're saying, so I'm trying to like I'm don't let me put any words in your mouth. I'm just like hearing what you're saying, and I'm like interpreting and making sure that like I'm seeing you. And if I'm not, then like correct me, you know.
No, absolutely.
What I'm hearing is that like you can walk into a room and somehow you can just like blank out your experiences, blank out who you are, and be like, okay, all right, I am low man on totem pole. I'm empty cup. I've emptied my cup. And then it's like, it's almost as if I say this as a superpower, because it is such an amazing thing to come in with beginner's mind, to come in with a space of like, I am like, there's a, like in any room I'm in, there's room for me to grow. Like, I really don't mean this facetiously in the least. Like, I'm like, I think it's amazing to be able to go and do that. And then there's something that happens when like, and I can imagine it, but it's like, I'm trying to think about like what it looks like. It's almost like there's something that happens where you're like, wait, hold my cup. And you go, you grab your other cup, you like pour some of this back in. You're like, look, I'm not as empty as you think. Let's call this off here, right?
Yeah.
And you've gotten really good at playing that game, it seems. Mm-hmm. And I'll also say this too, Teresa. I really want to acknowledge you for being someone who like fights to get into those rooms. There's like when I hear you say that, like I feel kindred spirit there. And it's not like it'd be like sometimes I've fought in the past. A lot of times I didn't know the room existed. And then on top of that, I didn't know the room was desirable. You know, it was just like, this is just the room I'm in. Okay, I guess this is the game I'm playing. And people are like, do you realize how hard it is to get there? I was like, not really, because I didn't really work at it. You know, but apparently I'm here. And I remember there was a time where I finally started to get up to dawn on me, where I was like, I felt really intimidated by all this. I felt like, like my versions of imposter syndrome would come up, and I was consistently in rooms with people who were more accomplished than me, many more years of experience than me. They were more dedicated to the craft. Like even when I was like doing the actuarial work, I'm like, I'm good at passing exams, but I don't really need to be an actuary, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was like one day where it dawned on me, I was like, wait a minute, we're in the same room. So like, it took them 15 years longer to get to this room. You know, mm-hmm. It took me like I didn't have to put in all that in order to get here. There's something that is being said by that, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but there's an opportunity here where like somehow everyone else had to go through one path, but I was able to take a different path, an unconventional path into this year, and continue to leverage that and keep landing on my feet. When I hear you speak, I feel something similar here, but whether or not you think of it in the same way I do, I feel like this element of like she's not supposed to be here. And at the same time, it's like, oh wait, like she really belongs in this space.
Yeah. Yeah. I identify that with that because yeah, I'll find myself in spaces that, oh, they took the, you know, the path, like for instance, in the military, there are, you know, the certain rungs that you have to climb up in order to get to certain ranks and then get into, you know, certain positions. And, you know, there I am like, oh, hey, you know, what are we doing? I would say the theme of following the unconventional path is, you know, I guess really characterizes my life. If I look back on it, yeah, I used to call it like the long way around, but really, is it, you know, maybe I've been labeling it, you know, the wrong way because I was able to pick up all these different things along the way, all these different experiences. And, you know, now I can sit and offer that back wherever I go. So, yeah.
Let's talk about that because like I'm glad you picked that up. You know, like this is how I've been talking about it. It's a long way around. I get really curious. My heart right now gets curious about like, okay, what if starting from today you drop that? You know, you just drop that as like a story of a way of introducing it, as a way of like, you know, finding another, because I didn't even notice it too. And I'm like, I typically pick up on how people diminish things, you know. I'm like her superpower is at play, you know. But like, yeah, the idea, the notion of like, all right, what if you just drop that, right? Mm-hmm. And then now came in and like expressed. I think the thing is just like, you still have a lot of life ahead of you. Like, and like, in my mind, when I hear you talk about things, you're like, and it's like, oh, I go into these rooms that I find to be in and all this stuff. And people realize I'm actually have a lot going on for me. I'm like, it feels to me that you've consistently taken some shortcuts, even though it sounds like it's the long way around. It feels like you shortcutted your way. You've told me stories of like, you're like, so I just finished with this. And then I was immediately put in a position where I just had to run the whole entire thing. Can you think about one time where your unconventional experience has actually led to a shortcut in either your career, in the level of experience that you have, or into a desired result of yours?
Mm. So that's a really good question. And I just have so many different things coming up for me. I'm like, which one do I talk about?
So wait, let's first call that out, right? Right. Okay. And like just the fact that there's so many different shortcuts that you've taken in your life. Let's like that in and of itself is a statement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself is a statement about who you are. Right. And how it is that you show up in the world. And I want to make sure that like we call this out here. I'm here celebrating you. Right. And it's like, wow. Like there's so many that come to mind that you like you have a hard time choosing which one to bring into play. We can talk about any one of them. We don't need to talk about any of them, right? Because this is at the end of the day, this is for you, right? Mm-hmm. To really just like get in on the fact that like you've been shortcutting your way for decades, you know. And it might look like the long path to someone who spent, you know, who decided that same path a while ago or whatever it is, but they didn't come there with the experiences that you had. Mm-hmm. They didn't come in and like, you might've started like, it might take you a while to get to the place where it seems like you're all starting from, but then very quickly you've left them behind again.
You're right.
All right, when I say that, what comes to mind?
Yeah. So I guess, well, I've already talked about like my military career. Let's talk about like, the coaching stuff. So I started off as very, very passionate about, you know, the WildFit program and wanting to be part of that force that gets that message out, that education out to everyone. And I immediately like knew that there was something more that I wanted to give in that arena. And so the certification class to earn you know, the ability to teach the WildFit course, it's a long program. And there were, I want to say a couple hundred coaches that I went through, and that was global. And I feel like while they're doing really good stuff out there in the world, like I've like already like gravitated, you know, it's been, what is it? It's August now. So maybe just about a year now since I earned, or, I finished that course, but, I feel like I've just kind of grown in a different direction as those other coaches. And I just jumped into, you know, something different. I didn't even know what I was getting into, right? Yeah. I just knew that there was just like something more. And now I'm here with you. And I feel like, oftentimes to get to these types of spaces, you know, other people, like they'll come and say, oh, well, I've been, you know, an insight coach or a life coach or what have you for, you know, so many years, or, you know, I've, you know, I'm just retiring from my corporate job. And, you know, I've realized that I've done this type of leadership coaching for my entire career, and now I want to do it in a more meaningful way rather than just being a cog in the corporate machine. But I'm already here, and I'm already, you know, feeling the pull away from the corporate life to give back in bigger ways. So I don't know. That was just one of the things that came to mind.
Yeah. So one second here. You know me, I don't play in a world of diminishing our sentences here. So right, that whole last bit. So that let's just end this with a sentence and like a period instead of I don't know. And that's just one of the things that came to mind here. Let's not diminish the impact we had, because I was locked in until that moment. And I was like, oh, she just threw it away. She literally just threw it away in front of me.
I didn't even realize those words came out of my mouth.
I got you. So. This is why I do this. It's interesting. Yeah. I'm like on the podcast here, I'm here, I'm celebrating you. And at the same time, we're creating this space where I'm like, I'm not going to have you give up on yourself in the middle of this year. And it's innocuous. It's things that people do to be polite. And I'm like, I would rather you be powerful than polite every day. So let me ask you here, there's some things that were flowing through my mind as you were saying this, and some of them were so powerful that I still remember. Usually I forget about it. I'm like, oh, I remember saying this. What is like, if you had to put a period, put a period behind what it is that you just shared, what do you think is the important essence of what you just shared to me?
I
got you. Sorry, I'm going to rephrase that question. What's the important essence in what you just shared for you? Like, what was it like you just shared this out now? Like, forget about me, forget about anyone else here. And like, why was that important for Teresa to like just say what it is that she just said?
I think because I'm beginning to realize that when my soul calls for something, and I feel that burning desire to manifest it, I just go with it and things happen. And I've always, you're right. And I've always diminished it and just like, oh, you know, that worked out nicely. Okay. And you just kind of, I'm so quick to move on to the next thing. Like, what else can I be doing? What's the next step? That I forget that I put that legwork, I put that into motion to put me, it's not just luck. We create our own luck. And I need to remember that for myself, that, you know, when I'm called to do something, I just step out and do it. And it might sound crazy to other people, you know, like stepping away from, you know, you're an electrical engineer, you've got like a lucrative job. What are you doing? Well, I'm called to do this. I know that there's something more for me to give back in more meaningful ways. Like what I'm doing is not changing the world enough or fast enough for me right now. So I need to do something different. And this is what it is.
That got me to take a breath. And I realized like, I was like, oh, I had to like breathe in that. What I'm doing is not changing the world enough or fast enough for me. When you said that, it's like, it's I think one of the gifts that come from being someone who's had an unconventional path and has had success along an unconventional path. We know that there are shortcuts to things. We know that there are, like, we know that there is the long way about it. And it's like, yes, I can go do this path and I can like accumulate a very solid career and then like save up a little bit and then eventually go and pay someone in like 30 years from now to go and like, you know, invest in that person. Or hear me out, I could just go do like the good stuff right now and make that work, you know? It really took my breath away to hear you say that, because I think there is something about it where it's like, in having lived unconventional experiences, I'm now kind of considering almost like we've seen a glimpse of the future. We've seen a glimpse of like, hey, but it doesn't need to be this way. We've seen ourselves consistently reinvent ourselves on to rise up and meet whatever that new challenge is. I love when you said something to the effect of, I didn't even know what it was when I jumped into it. Like, something to the effect of like, I didn't have any clue how much what I was actually stepping into. Yeah. And as he said that, I was just like, huzzah, hurrah. You know, I'm like, let us find more of those moments where you jump in way before you know, like what it requires, because somehow you keep rising up to make it work. And it's, and you may not do it the way that other people have done. I know from some of our conversations, it's like you take an unconventional path that gets an unconventional success through an unconventional way, you know, or unconventional methods. But like the results resound. People talk to you. They come and they come and say like, how did you do that? You know, so on and so forth. And I just feel it's like deep resonance right now with this component of like jumping in when the soul is calling and asking you to like bring it to life. I gotta ask, like, and I want to create space for you to also declare anything that needs to be declared here today. Right. And so the power of a declaration is not that it's not something that you're hoping for. It's something that you are taking a stand for yourself today. Right. My question is, what is your soul calling you into right now? What's that thing that like that your soul's like edging you toward? And my invitation is to like as cleanly and as clearly and as like, I don't know, I'm like, just like, I do know, but like just from the standpoint of like, if you just had to lay it down and be like, this is what my soul is calling. This is what I'm about. This is what my mission is. This is why I'm here, you know. What is that, Teresa? What is flowing through you? Because I can almost guarantee you there'll be someone else out there whose mission is either similar or knows how to plug you into what they're doing, and they can lift you up and say, hey, come join me into this thing. By the way, it's just a small little project where you're like, I didn't even know what I was getting into when I first started. What's your soul calling you towards right now?
Oh, man.
Hold on. Take a breath. I promise you, your head does not have the answer to this. Like, just check in with your soul and just let us know. Like, and it can change again. Your soul probably is like, it's all right. But I am really curious in this moment. Mm-hmm. If you had the audacity to just be as truthful and honest as possible with yourself and allow your soul's calling to share itself right now.
Mm-hmm. What's it calling you for? So I think that like I'm smiling because I feel like a bubbling desire for like adventure, you know, and I think people too often get caught up in the grind of all that, and just like me, forget their power. But when they kind of free themselves from just like the humdrum of daily life, just the gray shades, and step out into the really colorful natural world that they miss because they're stuck in traffic, or they're on a conference call, or no offense, like a Zoom call or something like that. But when that becomes their world, they forget about the real world that's out there. And I would love to connect with others to just lead them back into the light, lead them back into the colorful world so they can reconnect with their souls and feel that spark to be driven on their own mission. And, you know, we just create like this worldwide force, you know, that I just see the world kind of lighting up with everyone just on fire with their passion. And in some way, like, because everyone's, you know, coming from that space, that heart space, like it heals the world. You know, we heal ourselves and we take that out into the world, and it just propagates everywhere. So that's what I feel. Yeah.
That's
what I know. That really wasn't succinct, but
I don't need succinct. I need true. I need honest. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what you feel. Yeah. That's what you feel. Yeah. Teresa, I am so grateful to both know you and also be on the journey with you. You know, as you were talking here and you're sharing like what it is that you felt, different ideas were coming to mind for you, and what would like playing into your own strengths, like almost like just jumping into the pool and being like, oh, turns out I can swim. You know, and y'all been moving your arms for a long time. I just jumped in the pool right now. Like I just jumped off the bridge here. Y'all been swimming up this entire like canal. You know, I look to be one of the people in your world that just reminds you that can sit there as a reminder and reflection. You know, that like whatever it is that you want, like you can just jump in and go for it. You probably will have no clue just how much it will take to make it to life, but like your knowledge of it is it's not dependent on the outcome, or the outcome is not dependent on your knowledge of it beforehand. You just have a track record of jumping into things and then doing whatever it took with what the resources and the resourcefulness that you bring along to make it come to life. So like, I'm gonna plant that seed here as we go off here. Like, you're a powerful being. I have a feeling that you declaring what it is that you want and saying, hey, I'm doing this now, you know? And like, and knowing that maybe inside I've never done this before and I have to figure out how to get this to work now. But I get the sense that you being in the place of declaring and simply choosing it and then fulfilling that and then making that come to life. Like, I get the sense that that's the path that you've been on for many, many a year. And I just want to make sure that we call that into focus for you as things go on. You're a tremendous human being. You're tremendous. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy that the world has you. I see you like living into your soul's calling. And I think that we all benefit from it. Your vision is beautiful. It lives within you, and I am just really grateful that like if you have this superpower of being able to step into things and make things happen without actually really even knowing where it is, or you have the ability to take shortcuts and create levels of success that other people had to work a whole lot towards. I'm so glad that you're putting your efforts towards something so big and massive in the world, where it's like, great, even with shortcuts, it might still take you 30 years, you know, like. But the world will benefit as a result of it.
Yeah.
So just know that I see you. I appreciate you. let's do this here. One of the ways I like to wrap up our conversations is that I like to give you a chance to leave a message, not to your past self, but it's just like, oh, if you can go back in the past and tell something, like, I'm not worried about that. I'm actually really interested in, like, with the Teresa that you are right now, what's a lesson or a message that you would like to leave in this moment for your future self to come back to, should your future self ever miss out or, like, get astray or start doubting or pull themselves off her path?
Oh man, it's so funny because, like, the first thing that came to mind was my message would be, I told you so.
I love that. I love that. Like to put that down even now, it's like, boom. I because it says right now, it says like you have the utmost confidence that it will play out. It will come out. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to say something else, feel free, but I get the power of that.
I would say, that no matter what happens, I always find a way. I always come out on the other side, bigger, better, stronger. And that's who you are. That's what you do. And, you know, yeah. That's what you do.
That's who you are. That's what you do. Well, Teresa, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for doing what you do and for being who you be, right? I'm excited. Some people out here that are going to want to continue the conversation with you. How's the best way for them to do that?
How to reach out to me?
Yep, we'll continue the conversation.
Oh, that's a good question. Well, they can reach out to me email or... Yeah, probably email would be like the best way. And I guess I can leave that with you if you want to leave that. Yep.
Generally speaking, I end up being someone who, like, just listens to podcasts and afterwards I'm like on to the next one, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, the way that this is, if there's an email that you want to come to, if there's a LinkedIn profile that you want to go to, whatever it is, mm-hmm. just tell us what we should be looking for. And we'll go there. And if you're like, if you want to get back to me with what the best email is, that's fine mm-hmm. too. We can pick that up offline and I'll include that in any way I can.
Oh yeah. It would be Teresa, Teresa, at runwildforlife.com.
All right. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, Teresa, an absolute pleasure. I look forward to where the mission and things grow on from here. Please don't stop taking the unconventional path. It works for you. Right. It works really, 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 really well. And I get excited. And you just, like, choose to just keep going down that intentionally, you know, because mm-hmm. the long way around, it actually tends out to be like quite the shortcut.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you. Be well.
Thank you.
We're just getting started. Take 10 seconds to think about your greatest insight from today's conversation. And if you're ready to go and bring this to a deeper, more applicable level for you, come and join us in an upcoming masterclass. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass to be coached live and to bring your aspirations, your goals, and your challenges and have them handled in real time. This is high flame, high impact, high transformation. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass and come experience your next level of leadership.